Blog Talk Radio.
To make sure that we satisfy that
that thirsty in our soul. You know, and then I said, what you thirst for makes you, you who you are. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to just keep it real with you guys. Ever since I have been, you know, using my radio show as a way to speak more to you guys and not just play music, the more attacks I've been under. I've been under so much attack. So many attacks that it's crazy. So many attacks that it's downright crazy. And what happens is that a friend of mine was speaking with me the other day. He said, well, Gregory, he said, you know that this will happen. You got to know that this will happen. Excuse me. You know, you have to know and realize, don't forget that the fact that you are preaching, the fact that you're doing what it is that God has called you to do, that you would be under attack. You know, and I'm telling you guys, I know that that's the case. I know that it's true that when you're under attack, you're under attack. But I've got to tell you something else that really, really, really stuck with me. That thing that really, really stuck with me was really, really this thing. And that was the fact that when you're going through what you're going through, you're going through it. But we have to also know that what God has for us, it is for us. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for you, it is for you. And that God will bring you through whatever it is that he needs to bring you through. And whatever you're thirsty for, whatever it is, we go through different situations, right? The different things that happen in our lives that trigger certain things. Some people, they become depressed, they eat. Some people, when they're bored, they write. That's a good thing. Some people, when they're bored, they become mischievous. That's not a good thing. Some people, when they deal with stress, they eat. They put on weight. They pack on weight. And one of the things that God put on my heart that I would like to share with you guys today is this, that we're still in a war. I know it might sound crazy to some of you out there. I know that there's a war going on overseas, but we're still in a war. When I think about this, I thought about the things, the different tactics that our army goes through, our military forces, all four parts of the military forces go through being overseas. And what hit me is this thing that I have to tell you guys. That I'm thinking about a war. You know, I know we think about battle. We say, oh, the victory belongs to the Lord, and we say all these different things. But sometimes we don't realize that the same tactics, the same commercials, be all you can be in the Army Reserves and different things like that, and different commercials that we see, that in our own lives, we as Christians, we go through these things. We as Christians have a war to fight. We're in a war. We are in a war. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. That's Ephesians chapter 6. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse, I'm almost there. Verse 10, it says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. This is something that I want to share with you guys. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. This is something that is so true. This is so true for you guys who are listening. We are in a war. And since last week when God gave me a message about thirsting, how deep is my thirst, I began to go through some situations in my personal life. I began to have to reexamine what is G. Wright thirsty for. Am I thirsty for righteousness? Am I thirsty to do what God has called me to do? Or am I thirsty for things that are not of God? Now, only you can determine what it is that you're thirsty for. Only you can look at yourself and see what it is that you're thirsty for. And then I realized that there's a pattern. Normally, there is a pattern in our lives. We have great days. We have great times and great times of victory in our lives where we really honestly feel like, oh, yes, this is it. This thing is happening in my life today. I'm really, really doing it. Things are looking up for me. Everything is going well. And it looks like that. Then the next thing after that, we go through what we go through, and then we end up being in this situation where we say, God, you know, what am I thirsty for? Why am I having to deal with this? Why is this coming to challenge me? Why am I challenged in this area of my life? Why am I challenged in this area of my life at this point in time in my life? And the words I heard the Lord say to me that I want to share with you guys is this. We're still in a war. You know, I'm gonna get started on this message after this quick break. But I want you guys to really honestly think about it. We are still in a war. We are still in a war, guys. Still in a war. And as BB and CC says, I just want to be close to you. I'll be right back.
For all the world to see. Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the
follow me.
Da-da.
You say.
Da-da. Da-da. Da-da-da. 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 Da-da. Da-da. Da-da.
Go out of me, but now we know the truth.
Yeah,
no one.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. You're listening to G-Rights, and that was none other than BB and CC Winans. Hope all is going well with you guys. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. The number is 646-595-4311. And what I want to talk to you, with you guys about tonight is this. I just want to remind you that we still are in a war. You know, we're still in a war. I just want to encourage you guys to know that no matter what we're going through, no matter what things we're facing, that we're still in warfare. We're still in the war. And so today, feel free. The number is 646-595-4311. I just want to just encourage you guys with this word today. Because I'm not sure about you, but when we get to a point sometimes where we feel like, God, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I having to deal with what I'm dealing with right now? Why am I having to go through this? Why is this happening to me? Why is that happening to me? Why does it seem like this situation is not getting any better? You know, so God placed this word on my heart to share it with you guys. To remind you that we are in a war. So when it seems like things have started to get better, we're enjoying ourselves, and it's like we think, oh, we've had a victory in our lives, so now it's... My first point for you guys tonight is this. Do not relax. Do not lax back at all. Stay on your P's and Q's. And I say this today because we need to realize warfare, it might become quiet for a little bit, and the road might become it might feel just a little easy. Yeah, things might be a little easier, and we might think, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Everything is going. But I just want to encourage you today. First of all, in remembering that we are in a warfare, to not lax back. Stay on your P's and Q's. You know, it's amazing when I think about some of the movies that have been out there, that things with movies, when it seems like everything is quiet and you can take a deep breath and you inhale and right when you're when all is quiet, that's when you need to be even more alert. You guys, we are in a spiritual warfare, and I believe that we're in a spiritual warfare over our lives. We're in a spiritual over our destinies, the things that God has called for us to do. We are in a war. And when everything is quiet, that's when the enemy attacks a lot. When all is quiet, that's when you need to be more alert. Don't start relaxing. The war is over. I think about the story about the those who were ready for the bridegroom. Five were ready. Five, they had let their oil run out. They tried to get the other ones, hey, give me some of your oil. They said, no, you have to go and get your own oil. And when that time came for the bridegroom to come, the other five weren't there. And they knocked on the door. They knocked on the door, let us in. You know, sorry. You know, the bridegroom has arrived. You're out of luck. And they were out in the darkness. I'm saying that to say this. Don't start relaxing and living like the war is over. Don't. You have to be accountable for what you have. Be accountable for what God has given you. But don't start slacking. Don't start relaxing at all and living like the war is over. Don't step out of the area or your position. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, you know, if you have your Bibles, turn there. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It says this. I'm turning there right now. It says this. It says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I just want to encourage you, whatever area that you are in the body of Christ, I just want to encourage you not to step out of your area. You know, don't relax. You know, stay on guard. And I think about, when I think about staying on guard, I think about the lighthouse. And for most of my friends who know me, they know that I love to collect lighthouses. Because my name, Gregory, means watchful. I know you guys know me as G. Wright, but my first name is Gregory. And that means watchful. So I think about the lighthouse because the people who actually run the lighthouses, they can see when things are coming from afar off. They can see when the storm clouds are coming. They can see when enemy forces are coming closer and closer. We are in a war. Don't step out of the area of your position. Wherever you have been called to do, work in that service. Do what you're supposed to do and stay there until God moves you to another place. But don't step out of the area or position God has called you to do. Don't relax in that situation, in that position. Don't relax in that office in the church. Don't relax when it comes to handling the money. Don't relax when it comes to evangelizing. Don't relax when it comes to teaching, when it comes to preaching, and when it comes to those who are in apostleship and prophets. Don't relax. And those of us who are lay workers, we're all called to reach those who don't know Christ and to spread the gospel of the good news. You know, don't step out of your area of your position that God has placed you in. Don't relax. Stay on your P's and Q's. I think of when we're in a war, we don't say, oh, it looks like the enemy has gone. We've defeated him. We just had this great victory. Now I'm going to sit down. I'm going to go and buy me some Chinese food. Now, I had to say that for my sister who's actually listening. What's up? Send some love out to my big sister, Deborah Johnson. Just want to say much love to you, much love. But it's not the time to eat Chinese food. We're in a war. It's not the time to stop praying and interceding in a time of war. And these are different things that God has placed in my heart. Because I'm telling you, since last week's message, your brother G has been going through something. But God has shown me my heart. God has shown me what am I thirsty for. And when I started wondering, why am I being attacked like this? Why am I going through what I'm going through? I've been having some breakthroughs and some victories in my life, but I'm realizing that I have to break that pattern of doing well, then stopping and relaxing. So that's when things will sneak up back on you. That's when those idiosyncrasies will sneak up on you. That's when, you know, I'll start eating just a little bit more. Because I'm like, okay, everything is cool. I can sit back and I can relax. No, we are in a war, and that's what God placed on my heart to remind me today, which I'm reminding you today, that we are in a war. Don't relax. Stay on your P's and Q's. It's not the time to break out the champagne or the wine. You still have to stay on your guard. You know, right now, before I go to my next point, I'm going to bring to you Sonny Hawkins. Daddy's Got You Now. And you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm G Wright, and I'll be right back in a few minutes.
So you got a bill, so you got a kick. Guess who sees it, guess who knows and cares about it. Almost broke again, trying to work your plan. Slow down on the chest because it's not in your hands. You don't have to worry, no, you don't have to bother. It's being handled by your almighty father. Just let him do it, he'll ease your mind on through it. He loves you so much more than you could ever know. Ain't got to stress about a thing. Satan wants to steal your sanity, your health, and any happiness you feel. Stress is just a game you never have to play. Jesus rose so you could cast out devils in his name. Give your problems to him. I thought you said you knew him. Yeah, he's the one that's trying to carry you through him. I know it's hard, but you can let down your guard. He cares about you and he wants to see you smile.
Responsibility to get rough, Heart of Love Radio Show.
You guys listen to Heart of Love Radio Show. This is G Wright coming to you live. Coming to you live from, drum roll please, the Charleston, West Virginia area. The number is still the same. To call into the radio show, the number is 646-595-4311. One of the things I just want to encourage you guys tonight is with this word, we are still in a warfare. For those who have been listening in, I was discussing how sometimes we can become relaxed and think that just because we've had one or two major victories in our lives that everything is cool. But I'm reminded today that we are still in a warfare. We are still in a war. God had to break it down to me this past week because I was wondering, why am I being attacked so much? But God began to show me, even through conversation with some friends, a friend of mine especially, was like this. He said, we still have the enemy. We still have battles. These things we know are going to come. These things we know are going to happen. And God spoke these words to me. We are still in a battle. We're still in a war. You, yourself, is still in the war. The first point that I said tonight was this: don't lax back. Don't relax. Stay on your P's and Q's. When all is quiet, that's when you need to be more alert. Don't start relaxing and living like the war is over. And don't step out of the area of your position where God has placed you in the war and become relaxed in that position. My second point is this: keep your eyes and ears open. That's what God gave me. Keep your eyes and ears open. I just have to tell you guys this thing, that today you need to understand that you can't close your eyes and you can't stop listening to the voice of God. When you're in a war, you can't close your eyes and stop listening to God. You can't say, oh, I've had these victories. It's time for me to go ahead and do my thing. Thank you, Jesus. I've got this now. I have control over this situation. So thank you, Jesus, and I'll call you again when I see the enemy coming my way. No, that's not the way it happens. You have to keep your eyes, your ears open. You know, and what God placed within me is, that I'm going to share with you guys is from Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13, it says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And if you were with me a few weeks ago, about a month ago, I preached about that. And that goes along with this message right here as far as this part of the sermon about keeping your eyes and ears open. Don't stop looking and listening to things around you. You know, you got to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. If you're straining toward what is ahead, then your eyes are open to what you need to be straining toward. Your ears be opening to the voice of God and how the Holy Spirit is going to lead you, and how the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. But don't stop looking and listening to things around you. You know, the seasons begin to change. Situations begin to change in our lives. And just like season sneaks around, and you see that there might be some trees that have changed over to green, have come green, their leaves have, everything has started budding. And then next thing you know, boom, it's full summer. Everything's green. But if you're not paying attention and notice, okay, things are beginning to come greener. The weather's beginning to change and come even warmer than usual. You know, you have to not stop looking and listening to the things around you. You Don't stop doing that. You got to pay attention because people are talking all the time. Situations are happening around you right before your eyes. So when you're in a war, you have to keep your eyes and ears open. Be wise. Ask God for wisdom. Be wise. Ask God for wisdom. Let me tell you this. You know, I want to be like Solomon. God, give me wisdom. And if you need to stay in Proverbs and study Proverbs, then stay in Proverbs. Go back to Proverbs. Make sure you read Proverbs every day. You know, it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Verse 6, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom, though it costs all you have. Get understanding. When you're in the warfare, guys, I want you to understand you need to be wise. You need to be wise. When your eyes are open, your ears, when your eyes are open and your ears are opening open to what God is saying to you in your life, you've got to be wise. In the warfare, you have to be wise. I'm going to tell you a story that is so true. Here's a story that that happened to a friend of mine, and it happened with her son over in Iraq. He was on duty, and generally they will pick up the Iraqians, and they would basically get those who would work with them, work with the Army, U.S. Army, and they would take them to different parts of Iraq, where they were building things up and helping the people out because they could speak their language. And what happened was this, that someone who generally would help them, help that group, and help them with, help them work with their native people didn't show up. And they got word that there's going to be a bomb explosion at 9 a.m., which was a time they're supposed to go there and start working. So they did not go. And what would you know? What would happen? You know what happened, right? It blew up. The place where they were supposed to go and work at, it blew up because they got word to that particular troop, hey, you don't want to go over there. No, one of the informants didn't even show up. He didn't even show up. You know, he wasn't trying to die. But when you're in a war, guys, you have to be wise. Ask God for wisdom. Keep your eyes and ears open. If you see that things are happening just a little differently than usual, you need to think about it. You need to pray about it. When you hear things and people telling you things and speaking to you, you have to take those things into account. We are in a war. Keep your eyes and ears open. And don't be in denial about what's really going on. When you're in warfare and God and the enemy will use some people sometimes. Sometimes the enemy will use those who are closest to you when you're in war. Let me tell you this. The Christian life, this is a life of war. It's a life of peace, but we're in a war against the enemy. We're in a war to win people to Christ. You know, don't be in denial about what's really going on. Keep your eyes and ears open. If you see that someone looks like they're defecting over to the other side, guess what? Keep your eyes and ears open to see what is going on around you. I'm just hoping that something I'm saying today is encouraging you because you need to know this. You have to keep your eyes and ears open. You know, we are in a war. You know, I'm gonna play this song for you guys, and I'll be back with my next point. This song is this: If There Were No You, by Darlene.
If McCoy. There were no you. Yeah.
To the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is Minister G. Wright coming to you. And I know this is a different format for those who are listening now, but on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, I'll be preaching, and soon I'll start having different guest preachers on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, and also on Thursdays from 6 to 7. Definitely new music. I got the new Karen Clark Shears CD. It is hacked and smoking, so I'll be playing some of that on Thursday. But tonight, the message is this: we are still in a war. If you're wondering, if you're going through something, and you're just tuning in, I just want to encourage you to go back and definitely make this show a favorite of yours, and also to make sure that you listen to the whole message. My first main point tonight was don't relax and relax back. Stay on your P's and Q's. The second point was this: keep your eyes and ears open. My third point tonight in the fact that we are still in a war is this: be ready in season and out of season. You know, when I think of in season and out of season, I think about people who have different professions who are ready whenever it comes time for it, we're ready. And there's a group of us, and we still call ourselves B5. It represents unity. It represents life-changing situation where we all share different things from our lives. And we were stuck in a snowstorm, and the apartment was B5, so we called ourselves B5. Being ready in season and out of season. One of my friend's sisters is on the line now, Deborah Johnson. And I remember one saying that she would always basically say years ago is as far as being ready in season and out of season. When God calls you to give that word, you give that word. When God tells you to pray, you pray. If it feels like you're not in that season, you know, even if God calls, requires that of you, still be ready for it. If you're a teacher, you have to always be ready and willing to teach. You know, when there's someone who's absent, guess what? You have to step in the role. If we don't have time to say, you know, you can't, I need to prepare. When you're in the war, you don't have time to say, you know, I don't have my gear on. I don't have my breastplate of righteousness on. I don't have my loins girded about with truth. I don't have my shoes of gospel peace on. You can't do that. You have to be ready in season and out of season. And the thing about it is this, sometimes we think we know what season we're in. But we have to always be ready for whatever might come our way. You know, I say this, we have to always have our war gear on. Now, if you're wondering about the war gear, let me take you to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. That's the armor of God. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Always keep your war gear on. You know, I think of a police officer. A police officer is on duty 24/7, and we should be as well. I have a couple friends who are police officers, so I know this thing. Police officers normally, even when they're off duty, they always have their belt, their harness. Not harness. I'm not saying it the correct way because they're not animals, not a harness. But they always have their belts on with their gun in the holster. They always have their holsters on. You know, 24/7. Even if they go into the gym, they might leave the gun in their car. They still have that holster on. You know, likewise, why shouldn't we as Christians always be prepared in season and out of season? I hope that this is touching someone out there because I don't think that I am the only one who sometimes forgets that being a Christian is not a matter of being in season and out of season like fruit, in season and out of season like the seasons. You know, summer, winter, spring, fall. You know, we have to be ready always. We have to always have the armor of God on 24/7, in season and out of season. And then we've got to be sensitive to God's leading, especially when the season changes. Have you ever wondered and you've had some friends and you've been friends for some years, and then things begin to change. People start acting a little funny. And you have to sit back and say, what is going on here? In fact, let me make it a little plainer. Perhaps you have a best friend, and it seems like the best friend is always there, but then the best friend stops calling. The best friend stops emailing. The best friend stops encouraging you and telling you what God is saying, saying to them to encourage you, and you begin to realize, okay, my friendship is changing. My friendship is changing. The situation is not the same. Something is different, and I can't put my finger on it. I want to encourage you today to be sensitive to God's leading, especially when the season changes. Because when the season changes and that friendship is over, listen, it would seem like everything would go against what naturally would generally happen. The seasons change sometimes, guys. We're in a war. You know, there comes a time, there's a season for everything. There's a season for everything under the sun. There is a season for everything. I want to encourage you today that there is a season for everything. And when we're in a war, time of war, we have to know when it's time to be quiet because the enemy is closer. We're closer into the enemy's territory. The enemy is closer to our area. We have to be quiet. That's not the time to start talking. That's not the time to start laughing. That's not the time to start relaxing. We are still in a war. So be sensitive to God's leading. And for those who know me, you know that G loves to talk. G loves to talk, and I have 6 minutes remaining, and I cannot even go to my next song. I'm going to keep this thing going because someone out there needs to know this thing that God's placed on my heart, not just for me, but for those who are listening. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. My first point tonight is this. Don't relax. Stay on your P's and Q's. Second point, keep your eyes and ears open. Third point, be ready in season and out of season. My fourth point is this one. Don't underestimate your enemy. I think that sometimes in our lives that we think we've gotten the enemy, the devil, figured out. I think sometimes we think, oh, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. You know what? I'm not afraid of the enemy. I am not afraid of the enemy. What can the enemy do? You know, I say this, not giving the enemy power, because we know that God has all power. But I just want to encourage you today, don't underestimate your enemy. Don't underestimate your enemy, because the word of God says that the enemy is crafty. The word of God says that the enemy will make you to think and question what God has already told you to do for yourself. You know, and the story that comes to my mind real quick is the story of Adam and Eve. The story about the apple and about eating the apple, the devil in the form of a snake. You know, basically Eve told him, look, I can't eat this apple. And then the snake said, did God tell you not to eat of the apple, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? You know, so the thing about this, the devil will take things and switch it up and ask you certain questions about things you already know that God has called you to do. Listen, we are in a war. Don't underestimate your enemy. He studied you for a long time. The enemy knows this. He might know that if you're a firecracker, you can easily explode. Guess what? You'll put the situation right there, and you will explode when someone gets in your nerves because you know you had a little trigger. So some things, we have triggers, and the enemy knows that if he sets this thing up in our lives and in our faces, that we're going to explode. We are in a war. Don't underestimate your enemy. And you can't reason with them. I want you to understand that some of you have enemies on your jobs. Some of you have enemies in your own homes. Some of you have enemies in your church. You know, many places, don't underestimate your enemy. You can't reason with your enemy when you're in a war. Don't be fooled, because guess what? When you put your guards down and you thought, hey, I have this thing under control, boom, that's when you hit. Well, I thought you said, I'm the enemy. So whatever it is that you're dealing with in your own life, don't underestimate your enemy. We all have different things that we battle with daily. We all have things that may possibly get on our nerves, that may cause a trigger in our lives and to ruin our witness. But don't underestimate your enemy. We're in a war, guys. We're still in a war. I need for you to stay alert. Stay alert. Don't relax. Stay on your P's and Q's. Always keep your eyes and your ears open. Don't refuse the truth when it comes your way, but see it, recognize it, and know it. We are in a war. Always be ready 24/7, 365 days of the year. You've got to stay ready. You have to be ready and never underestimate your enemy. Never think that you have full control of the whole thing. Know that God is the one in control. And if you will remember that you are in a war, you're going to do this. You're going to focus on God. You're going to be sensitive to what God is saying to you in your life. I want to encourage you to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. You know, I need for you guys to understand that it's time for us to be strong in the Lord and always stay alert, always stay on our P's and Q's, always keep our eyes and ears open, always be ready, and never underestimate your enemy. Keep God first. And know this, that he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it, but don't relax on the job. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show. Please make this show a favorite of yours, and I look forward to seeing you on this coming Thursday when I will have Corey George, an author, a life coach, and a radio host as well on my show from 6 to 7. Make sure you tune in because you are going to be in for a treat. Check me out at gwriteonline.com. Send out love to my family, Deborah, my mom, pops, sisters, my boy Louie. I appreciate you all, Eddie, everyone. God bless you. Have a good night, and thank you for tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show. God bless you guys so much. Have a great night, a great evening. And don't forget, keep your eyes on the prize. This is G-Wright.
The Heart of Love Radio Show. The Heart of Love Radio Show.